It's a cold December. Snow's on the ground. Pull the tree from the garage. The old cardboard box with decorations is stuffed with lights and balls, piled so neatly. On top of it all are the gifts my children made. Pull out each one, smile at the memories of the joy each one gave. Christmas is here, my favorite time of year, but hard times have hit us all. Don't need to bring presents, just bring yourself. Come spend time with me, 'cause Christmas round my tree, Christmas round my tree is free. I'm widowed now, the kids are all gone. My first Christmas alone. I sit here each night, watch TV with the memories of us here at home. Think I'll take the bag of wool that I found, make some hats and mitts for the kids, 'cause I'm all done moping around. It's time to accept what is. Christmas is here, my favorite time of year, but hard times have hit us all. Don't need to bring presents, just bring yourself. Come spend time with me, Christmas round my tree, Christmas round my tree's free. Let's make snow angels, sing carols, stir up hot chocolate mix. It's Christmas round my tree, Christmas round my tree's free. You know Christmas round my tree is free.
Well, it's that time of year. That's Francine Honey with her original song, Christmas Round My Tree. And that's from her new holiday album, Take Me to the North Pole. A collection of original and classic songs to celebrate the season. To learn more about the new album, we're pleased to welcome Francine Honey into the Folk Roots Radio studio.
Hey, Jan, thanks for having me. It's nice to be here.
Great to have you join us today. And, you know, I was just writing some notes and I was thinking, well, everybody needs a holiday album. And yours has come this year. That's exciting.
It is. I love the holidays. Christmas is my favorite time of year, always has been. Even in the summertime, if I'm in a bad mood, I'll listen to Elvis's Blue Christmas or watch The Grinch, you know. Yeah, so I really do love Christmas. And I didn't want to wait another year or so. Now, here it is.
This new album, 8 tracks, 2 originals, and we started off with one of the originals, Christmas Round My Tree. Now, this is, it's kind of a sad song. It's a heartfelt song,
yeah.
A reflection on those of us who unfortunately may be alone at the holidays.
Yes.
And I think that's something that really matters to you, doesn't it?
It does. You know, we lost my brother-in-law in our family around Christmas time. So Christmas has never been the same. And when I was young, I used to go and sing with the choir at nursing homes. And it was always bittersweet. I really enjoyed sitting with the elderly and playing cards with them and, you know, drinking hot chocolate and spending time with them. But it was always kind of sad to see how lonesome they were. And then, of course, watching my sister go through her first Christmas without her husband. And since then, you know, people that have lost their husbands or wives or partners, and they're going through their first Christmas alone. And, you know, in the end, you eventually have to say, hey, you know, I'm going to celebrate the holiday. So that was one of the inspirations behind the song, and also the whole idea around commercialism. And really, what people want is they just want people to spend time with them and be with them at Christmas.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, this album was recorded in Nashville with Nielsen Hubbard, who you worked with for To Be Continued. Did it feel really natural for you to be going back and working with Nielsen again?
For sure. I think Nielsen's never going to get rid of me now. I love working with him and the musicians. And I actually asked Verlin Thompson to come in and play guitar on the album as well. And we recorded it again, you know, together, live, off the floor kind of thing with a few overdubs. But I really love that style of recording. I think it adds to the feeling. There's that magical quality, I think, to the songs that we recorded. And I think that's a lot of the reason is because we are sitting all together, recording the songs together.
You know, it's interesting you say that, because when I was listening to it, that 8 tracks on the album, but it really flows. I was going to congratulate whoever sequenced this album, because I really think they nailed it.
Thank you. I have to take credit for that. Well, actually, Nielsen and I, we went back and forth probably over, you know, a 2-week period, just listening to the sequence of the songs on the album. So thank you. That's wonderful that you recognize that.
I think that's really important on a holiday album. And, you know, especially because you end up putting, you know, classic Christmas songs in there. Mm-hmm. And I always find this, that whenever you're listening to a Christmas album with the classics in, it's always, you get that feel when they're in the right order. And sometimes when you know, it's like having, you know, listening to a streaming station or something like that, and you know, they're not ordered properly, and it sometimes feels a little awkward. This doesn't feel like this at all, and I think the fact that you have the two originals in there, Christmas Round My Tree and the title track, which we're going to play in the few moments, which is the Take Me to the North Pole, really fits well. So I really do want to thank you for that, because sequencing is one of those things that I think we're starting to lose because people are streaming so much. Yeah. And aren't necessarily getting to appreciate an album.
Yeah, and I also didn't want the album to be too long. In fact, it's really almost an EP, right? Because it's 22 minutes, but there's 8 songs on it. So really wanted it to be concise. And so that's...
And the classic Christmas songs you chose, you've got Blue Christmas in there, Silent Night, some of the others that we would definitely, you know, expect people might consider for an album. How did you pick those?
Well, I actually reached out to the people who listen to my music the most, my fans, and I asked them, what's your favorite Christmas song and which one would you like to see me record? And most of them are in there.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's and obviously that's a good way of maintaining that connection.
Yes. Yeah.
No, that's great. I want to go back to the album and play the title track now. That's Take Me to the North Pole. And I was reading one of the stories that came out about the fact that, you know, when you were a kid, you used to love that story. And I think we all do. You know, when we live in the world when, of course, Santa Claus is real, for anyone listening. But, you know, that idea that Santa might take you back to the North Pole and you'll get to see the elves in the workshop and everything else. It, as a kid, it's just a beautiful story.
Yes. And also, I so... You know, as I said, if I'm in a bad mood, I'm going to listen to some Christmas songs, or like for me, escaping into that world of Christmas is just a wonderful thing. So I really wanted to capture that in this song. So I had so much fun writing it. And there were lots of, you know, Christmas fables that didn't make it in the song, but I really had a lot of fun with this one. And when we recorded it down in Nashville, it was over 100 degrees outside. They were having a bit of a heat wave. And, you know, it didn't really matter. We really got into the whole recording of the album. And for this song in particular, I said to the guys, you know, like, let's just make this the southernest, swampiest kind of hot day outside. And, you know, that really wanting to escape into the North Pole, and not just because of the escapism part, but also because of the heat. And snow is, you know, we live in Canada, and I grew up at the racetrack, at the snowmobile racetrack in the wintertime. So cool is good sometimes.
Yeah, I did wonder how you managed to get in the moment when you're in the studio and it's 100 degrees outside. Did everybody come in, you know, with their Christmas sweaters on and that sort of thing?
Oh, no. I brought them down. Half my suitcase going down to Nashville was full of Santa hats and little stockings. And, you know, Dylan, who's a recording engineer who owns Skinny Elephant Studios, he actually got his little Christmas tree out and put the Christmas tree lights around the drum kit. And he turned the air conditioning down. So it was cooler in the studio, and we had scarves and everything and hot chocolate, and we...
So you got in the moment.
We really did. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we did. It was fun.
Let's listen to that song now. This is Francine Honey with the title track from her new holiday album. This is Take Me to the North Pole. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
North Pole, I need to fly away. This world's gone crazy, Santa, take me in your sleigh on a Christmas escape. Take me to the North Pole. I want to hear the sound. Christmas escape, take me to the North Pole. We'll fly over the Isle of Misfit Toys, see the Grinch in Whoville on Christmas morn, watch the Northern Lights in the land of icy white. Your castle's lights will be shining bright. Oh, come on, Santa, I'm here and I'm ready. Why are you making me wait? I've got some milk and cookies for you. Come on now. Take me in your sleigh on a Christmas escape. Take me to the North Pole. We'll party with the elves and Mrs. Claus. We'll make a cake with an easy bake, eat jelly beans and lollipops. I really need some magic hat. But most of all, I need to know how Mrs. Christmas escape. Take me to the North Pole.
That's Francine Honey with the title track from a new holiday album. It's entitled Take Me to the North Pole. Francine Honey's our special guest in the studio at Folk Roots Radio. We're now in December. We're starting to slide into the holiday season. And I think you have a release show coming up, don't you?
I do. It's Saturday, December the 7th at the Bank Theater with my band, The Stingers. I'm really looking forward to releasing the CD with whoever wants to come. And we're also doing a live stream for my fans who can't be there.
No, that's nice. Now, tell us about The Stingers, because this is, I do get the impression that there may be a little bit of a revolving cast of characters in The Stingers, but I also get the impression that maybe in time it'll actually become a settled lineup. So tell us a little bit about who'll be playing with you.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I've been playing with Merrill Mills for quite a few years. He plays bass and does background vocals. And I've also got Bob Soulier playing electric guitar and steel.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, he's a great guitarist. Yeah.
Yes, he is. And a great vocalist and also French. So, because as you know, I do write music in both languages. And then Phil Hill on drums. And I ended up meeting Mary Baruth at Windsor Folk. And she was playing the fiddle and violin. So she's classically trained violinist and also can do, you know, all the French Canadian fiddle stuff, and is also a great vocalist and plays the mandolin. So yeah, the five of us are the band, and I'm really excited about the concert. I've got a group called Some Guys Who Like to Sing, who are going to be opening and are going to join us on stage for a couple of numbers. So
what is that? What is their style?
They are an a cappella barbershop choir kind of thing. So
oh,
they're
cool.
Yeah, they're Bob Garrett has been a member of my songwriting group here in Leamington for many years, and he was telling me about his barbershop choir.
It has Bob Garrett in, yeah, it's going to be great. Yeah,
it is. We've rehearsed together, and it's, you know, so wonderful. I've always loved choir, and there's just something amazing about an all male choir with the basses, and you know, and it's just going to be delightful. So they're going to open the show, and as I said, we have a few surprises planned.
I'm sure it's going to be a fabulous evening. That's Saturday, December the 7th at the Bank Theatre in Leamington. If you want to get tickets, head to banktheatre.com.
Yep,
that's
great.
Right.
Yeah.
While I've got you here, I wanted to talk about what happens next, because you did tell me a few months ago that you were thinking about a Christmas album. Uh-huh. To Be Continued came out last year. It's been doing very well. What do you have planned for 2020?
I've decided to release songs as singles. So I released Red Sky in November. I have a few more already recorded and music videos ready to go. So for next year. And I'm going back down to Nashville to record a double album. I've decided to tell my life story in song. Verlin Thompson has been a huge mentor for me, and he does that in his show. And, you know, I just turned 55, and I remember when I was 27 years old, seeing the year 2020 and my retirement package, that's the year I could retire because I would be 55 in the year 2020. So I really, even though I've recorded a lot of my life story in previous albums, I really want to have a recording of this show that I'm going to be doing, which, you know, it's my body of work up until now. It's my life story up until now. So that's what's coming next year.
Now, that sounds exciting. Well, certainly, I know from previous conversations, you know, you had a career with the government for a long, long time, mm-hmm, and always wanted to be a singer-songwriter. And now you're getting to do that, which is absolutely wonderful. We'll be certainly excited to see how this comes together. Now, you mentioned Verlin Thompson. Did you meet him originally in Italy? I know that there's a story about hearing him play the song that we're going to play in a few seconds in Italy and being really taken by it.
Yeah, I originally met him at a workshop down in Nashville. He was a guest at the workshop. And when I found out he was doing a week-long songwriting workshop in Italy, it didn't take me long to sign up. So when we were in Italy, he was talking about the power of a song, and he played this song that he had written as a Christmas card for his family and friends, and he sent it off, and he said, you know, you never know what's going to happen. And the minute I heard the song, I just started to weep. I mean, I just started to cry. I was just so touched by the word, the lyrics, and the music, and the message behind the song. So when I was down in Nashville, we were recording the album. I was just about to record another popular Christmas song. And I said, you know, Verlin, I love your song, My Heart Is There With You. And it's, in my mind, better than this other popular Christmas song that I was about to record. And he just said, you know, well, you can record it if you want, kind of off the cuff. And it didn't take me long to say, really? Okay. Oh my gosh, what an honor. So he taught me the rest of the song and the band learned it and we recorded the song right then and there. It really was amazing.
Well, I was fortunate enough to watch you sing this song with Verlin at the Bank Theatre in Leamington last week, because I know you had him up here for a concert and a workshop, which I gather from some of the people I've spoken to was wonderful. A lot of people really touched by working with Verlin and getting the benefit of his experience. So I can certainly see why he's become so important for you. And this is a beautiful song. What I love about it, it's also the final track on the album, which is just a nice place to put it, because, you know, we started this conversation talking about Christmas around my tree and, you know, about how that was a song thinking about people that were no longer there. Mm-hmm. And this is a song that is talking about, you know, saying how much people mean to you. And it's obviously the holidays are a very important time for both messages.
Yeah.
Great way to finish this interview. This is Francine Honey with her version of Verlin Thompson's My Heart Is There With You from her great new holiday album, Take Me to the North Pole. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. And Francine Honey, thanks for spending the time with us today.
Thank you, Jan. It's always a pleasure.
It's just a line to let you know, I think of you and miss you so. And even though I'm far away, my heart is there with you. I hope you had a season blessed and love and happiness that every day will bring to you another dream come true. Let's close our eyes and raise our glass to the times we've shared. A line to let you know, I think of you and miss you so. And even though I'm far away, my heart is there. You're in my prayers, and my heart is there.